said at the start of the programme as well, for those of you with memories of the Everly brothers, Phil Everly, of course, who sadly died over the weekend, and also those of you who maybe had memories of Benfica playing here in the 1960s, the great Eusebio, when he played against Glentoran and against Distillery. And, of course, Eusebio sadly also passing away over the weekend. Willie Glenn's on the line. Willie, you have a particular memory about one of those games anyway, and about meeting Eusebio.
Yes, the game in question was they were playing Glentoran.
Uh-huh.
Now, if my memory's right, I think that's in around 67.
Uh-huh.
I was a bus driver all my life. I started the buses in 1957. And I was on a duty that particular day, and it's known as a standby duty. In other words, if somebody takes sick, you take over, or they're not available for any reason. Well, the reason this ringing you was, the driver that should have done the job that I'd done, he was out on a job, and he got held up in traffic. And he wasn't able to get back for the pick the team up.
And that job in question was to drive the Benfica team from the Park Avenue
from
to the Oval.
Park Avenue, that's right. So obviously I stepped in. I had to, no choice. So I drove the bus up to the Park Avenue, got organised, got the team in, and then there was a slight problem. It wasn't a big problem, a slight problem. Where did I take them to? Nobody was able to say to me, take them here, take them there. All I knew was they were going for training. So I decided, I knew in my own mind Victoria Park is close to the Park Avenue.
Uh-huh.
So I took them down to the Victoria Park, which is only about roughly a mile down the road.
So that's where Benfica trained the night before they played Glentoran?
I'm not saying that was their official training place, but that was the only place I could think of quickly.
So it was up to you to decide where to take Benfica to train?
Because I didn't want to take them too far away.
That's a brilliant story. It's not as if somebody was telling you where to take them. You had to make that decision yourself. There could have been worse jobs. I mean, what was it like having somebody like Eusebio on your bus for the night? Big star at the time.
He was a big star, that's correct. And he was on the bus along with the rest of the team. They were able to speak pretty good English as such, but they still weren't able to converse into a conversation that I would be wanting to hear from them. Where are they going?
Yes. So
eventually we got sorted out and I took them down there.
Did you go to the match, Willie? Because of course Glentoran only went out on away goals, and you think that was the Benfica.
I didn't actually get to the match.
That was the Benfica team that went on to the European Cup final and lost to Manchester United.
Yeah, that's correct.
And they only went out on away goals against Glentoran.
I went to the earlier match and Distillery played them.
I think it was 3 or 4 years earlier, wasn't it?
Yes, I went to that match, and here again is another coincidence, Joe. I, with being in buses, I transferred, after driving a lifetime up in Belfast, I transferred to Ballyclare.
Uh-huh.
And who did I meet in Ballyclare? A wee man I knew well, and he played for Distillery.
Yes.
Unfortunately, he's dead and gone now. His name was Freddie Ellison.
Uh-huh.
And I worked with Freddie for 12 years in Ballyclare, but wee Freddie, unfortunately, is dead now. But it was just an experience that I didn't think I would get involved in. Such, you know what I mean? Because when you're on standby duty, put it like this, you can be called out for anything.
Well, that's a great story. I mean, it's fantastic. You got Eusebio on your bus and you had to decide where you were taking them training before that match in the European Cup.
Can you speak up a wee bit? I can't hardly hear you.
I was just saying it's a great story, Willie, that Eusebio was on your bus.
Yes.
And you got to decide where they were going to go and train before
that's
they
right.
played Glentoran. So listen,
that's right,
thanks for calling in, Willie. Lovely story. Thank
Not
you very
problem.
Much. 0845955678. If you've any stories about Benfica or Eusebio coming here, or indeed you were a big fan of the Everly brothers, sad weekend for fans of both.